Mr. Grote?
Yes, Grote, for the record. I live in Franconia on Route 116. I attended the session yesterday in Whitefield, and I appreciate the committee and having these meetings. For me, they've been very productive. What I learned yesterday was that a representative of Northern Pass actually said that Interstate I-93 was technically possible. I think others who were at that meeting also heard that statement. I also learned a representative from Northern Pass indicate that the useful life, the economic life of the line was not 40 years. I heard the term 60 to 70 years. I've heard other experts take a much longer view, particularly in some of the towers that were built over 100 years ago and are still being used today. I heard a representative indicate that the extra cost of burying the line would be $1 billion. We've heard that today several times. I also heard a representative yesterday many times, as well as today earlier, indicate that there was a visual impact on going through the notch. I asked the question, the written question, what is a visual impact? And the answer was total blank. No impact whatsoever. Information not disclosed during the presentation and the Q&A sessions is also important. I think, Councillor, you answered one of my questions yesterday about Appendix 43 in Volume 34, where a very important analysis of economic impacts, costs, and benefits on the local communities had a title. It consisted of a single page which read, Cost, Benefit, and Local Economic Impact Analysis of the proposed Northern Pass transmission proposal, and in red was marked report withheld due to confidential information. Now, my question to the committee is, what is the purpose of having these open meetings if there is important information that is being withheld? I think it's very unfair to the 93,000 New Hampshire residents and voters who live along the line and work along the line in 31 towns and are impacted by the proposed route if they're not entitled to have access to read, to study, to raise questions at a public hearing about the economic impact. Another item that has not been disclosed is the reported profitability of Hydro-Québec. Several times yesterday, I heard the comment, Hydro-Québec is funding this. Ratepayers in New Hampshire are not. If you look at the website, Hydro-Québec reported profits for the first 6 months of last year of Canadian dollars, $2.1 billion. That translates into about $1.5 billion U.S. dollars. If, in fact, the line is in place for 70 years, you can multiply that rate of profitability, and you can come up with a figure of $250 billion Canadian dollars that will be earned over the span of 60 years, or $180 U.S. billion dollars. Now, a $1 billion investment in going through, in burying the program and going through the notch is peanuts. It's less than 1% of the total economic impact that Hydro-Québec will gain from this. Thank you very much.
Thank you.